Welcome to the High School Boys Basketball Preview Show. Let's talk a little Kemper Knight basketball. Joining us right now is head coach Sean Minahan. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
8-15 last year, but I tell you what, that schedule last year was kind of murderer's row, and you guys proved in the playoffs how good of a basketball team you guys were. Did you take some of that excitement and some of the energy that this team gained maybe in that postseason run last year, and did that help you guys even through this crazy offseason?
I think it just created, you know, a new sense of hunger and just kind of re-energize everybody towards that end of the year. You know, it's nice to rattle off a couple of consecutive victories as you go into the off season, and then see everyone had the off season that, you know, no one's ever prepared for. So we did a couple different things. We did some leadership stuff. We did a couple group challenges we had the guys do to try to build some team camaraderie while we were in the lockdown. And then we were able to have basketball camp in July, and we got some good work in there. And the biggest thing is our guys were really, really hungry, and every summer I always do a shooting challenge, and this year I had by far my best participation, so I'm really excited to see the way our guys come out and shoot the ball this year.
Coach, is that going to be one of the strengths, especially early on, because a lot of times teams struggle to shoot kind of early in the season?
A lot of the shooting was done in the summer. When school started up again, most of our guys were playing football, running cross country, so some of that dropped off a little bit. So I think we still might struggle a little bit at the beginning of the year with shooting the basketball, but I think that's definitely going to be one of our team's strengths. We're going to be a guard-oriented team this year, more so than last year, where we depended on Kyle Berg and Cole Collison were kind of our heartbeat last year, where we really relied on those two to kind of set the tone for us, where this year I think it's going to be really determined by our spacing and our ball movement and just the ability to knock down that create and then knock down the open shot.
Will you guys have much of a post presence in, or will it be five guards and trying to cut and those type of things?
We'll stick to mainly a four-out offense. We'll try to have one big guy in there consistently, and they might not be the biggest guy, but we did get Austin Tegas back, who missed all of last year because of an injury. So he's a big body that we're really excited to have come back. You got a promising junior in Isaac Evans, who's got some good size. Another senior in Blake Potterbaum, who's not the tallest, but he's very thick. He's strong. I mean, he's a great jumper, so he can get in there and compete for us a little bit on the inside. And then Taven Ami's, I would say, a fourth guy who can and give us a possible look with. He had a shoulder injury last year, and then he's battling a little bit of a shoulder injury right now, so we'll kind of see how that goes. But he's someone who's kind of an inside-outside guy as well as Blake. But you have Austin and Isaac, who are two true five-man, who we're excited about, who can do some good things for us.
Coach, are they going to be able to help on the defensive end as much, maybe protect the rim a little bit?
I hope so. Isaac's shown the ability that he can be a good shot blocker. He's long. Austin, he's long and he's extremely athletic. He's extremely strong. He's just that, you know, that natural, you know, farm strong where he can really get out and bang, which the conference graduates some bigs. So we'll see how it kind of opens up the conference from that standpoint. I think the conference is going to be pretty open this year.
Coach, are your guards going to be fairly interchangeable as far as the point guard, shooting guard, kind of swing guard role?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with, you know, John Mayhall, Dawson Edwards. Those are two guys who played quite a bit of minutes for us last year. They're pretty interchangeable at that point guard, shooting guard spot. You know, you got other guards like, you know, Carter Suppy, Matthew Hensel, Noah Bauer, Mitchell Bating, who came on really strong for us at the end of the year last year. Those are just a couple of senior guards. I think Carter Suppy, I don't know if I said him or not. He's a really good shooter. We're going to be senior heavy again, I think, this year from that standpoint. And those guys have played a lot of basketball together, so I think it'll be exciting to see how they go out and mesh.
I get the sense the three-point shot going to be really important for you guys.
Yeah, if I had to describe our style, it's going to be similar to the style that we played a few years ago with our last state tournament team. With Parker and Sam and those guys. I'm not saying that these guys are Parker and Sam and Jared and Nate. That was an extremely special group of kids. But from a style standpoint, as far as depending on spacing and guys being pretty interchangeable in what they're trying to do, I think we'll be very similar in that from that standpoint.
What's the biggest concerns? Is it just not having like those big 6'4", 6'5", guys down in the block area?
I think more than that, it'd be we have pretty good length. You know, if you haven't seen some of the guys, but Mitchell Bating, he's probably 6'3", 6'4". Noah Bauer shot up. He's easily 6'2", if not 6'3". They're both really, really long. So I think they can contest and do a nice job for us. I think the biggest thing we need to make sure we're able to do is to make up for for our lack of girth. We're not the physically the most intimidating group of guys. We're pretty skinny from that standpoint. So, you know, we might struggle with against teams who want to go out and bang and get physical. Or, you know, last year, literally the last 2 years, I think physicality really wasn't, we were fine from that standpoint. Where we hurt was we struggled to shoot the ball consistently, where this year, I think we're going to shoot the ball much more consistently. Now we just need to be able to physically make sure we can match up from a strength standpoint.
With the depth that it sounds like you guys are going to have, are you going to want to press some? I know you have a little bit in the past.
Depending on the game and pick and choose and see how we match up athletically with the other teams. I think we can, if we do, it might be more of a zone type press where we can use our long arms to our advantage.
Coach, you mentioned earlier that you feel like the conference could be pretty balanced. How many teams do you think are going to have that shot of being in the hunt?
Last year feels like so long ago now that I'm trying to think of everybody off the top of my head. You know, Harlan, I think, is going to be really tough. They have a lot of nice young talent. They graduated a Brooke kid at point guard who was really talented for them, but they have some really nice pieces. They're coming off, state runner-up in football, so teams have a tendency, I think, to gain a lot of confidence off of a strong football season like that. So I think they could challenge. Lewis Central is always really good. Glenwood's always really good. Atlantic, I think, has a chance to have a couple of nice pieces. I think I've heard they have a nice freshman coming in that could play a decent role on their varsity. So we'll see how everything shakes out. Creston, I think, has some really nice guards. So I think there's going to be five teams really kind of competing at the top again. Which is what you typically have is a minimum of five teams. You know, in the other years you have the top eight teams that are really competing.
What's the goals for this Kemper team, and where do you guys feel like you guys can fit into the conference mix?
You know, we just gotta fit into the old, you know, the coaches. Cliche of taking one game at a time, and that really has to be the team's mentality. The seniors have big goals. They really want to make a full season run this year, but I think in order to do that, we're a team that doesn't have a ton of varsity experience. Even though we are going to be senior dominated from a playing time wise, I think we're going to see a lot of seniors. There are some younger guys that have a chance to step up and play big roles for us, but I think early on in the COVID year of 2020, I think you really got to rely on your senior leadership and see where that can take you. So I think we just got to show up and compete and literally take it one game at a time.
Coach, I know you guys always schedule a tough non-conference schedule. You got Carroll High early in the season, Van Meter kind of getting moved now to January because of their football run this year. But do you like the non-conference schedule and how it sets up for you guys?
You know, my big thing when I took over is I really wanted to make sure we had the toughest non-conference schedule possible. And, you know, that's kind of bit us in the butt the last 2 years from a record standpoint. But at the same time, I think that's what prepares us best for postseason play, that we see different looks. We're competing at all times. Yeah, it's nice to get the wins and get the confidence going from that standpoint. But sometimes that can be false confidence, where you see some teams that we go up against in the postseason, they have a great record and they're used to beating teams by 10, 15, 20 points. Well, we're on the opposite end of that. But all of a sudden, when we show up to play them in the postseason, we can go punch for punch with them, if not knock them off. And we're used to being challenged night in and night out. So we're able to battle through that adversity. So I always just want to give our guys as much adversity as possible, and that's going to force us as a team to really step up and try to grow together.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I think it's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to getting everything underway. Appreciate you joining us here today and looking forward to catching up with you a bunch this winter.
Definitely. Thank you.
Head Coach Sean Minahan again with the Kemper Knights. We'll step away back with more of the Boys Basketball Preview Show. We'll talk at Carroll Tiger Basketball with Head Coach Randy Beeson coming up next here on KCIM.